All right, well, welcome back to the podcast. Today I have with me somebody that I was able to meet while I've been in North Carolina this summer, Mr. Matt Riggle. Matt, thanks for taking some time and joining me today.
Of course, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
No problem. Why don't we talk about first, I guess, how we first met each other. Do you remember?
How was it? You got to remind me. It wasn't too long ago.
It wasn't. It was like early June, and one of the interns I interned with, Trey, apparently ran into you when you guys were moving in here. And he told me that he ran into somebody and he met you, but he said that he kept trying to invite you to stuff. Just timing never worked
Couldn't figure
out.
it out.
And then finally one day, I guess we'd went to that Armadillo, whatever it
Yeah,
was,
great spot.
Armadillo something on Glenwood, and then we went out that night. But I think that was the first time I met you.
Yeah, that was it. Got to see Glenwood, got to go out a little bit, do some dancing, had a good time. It was fun.
It was a lot of fun. And then literally the day after, Matt and I went hiking at Eno River Falls or something like that in Durham, which was really cool. I think Trey was busy the next day, but I was like, I'm going hiking by myself if you want to join. And Matt just tagged along. And then here
Just
we
looking
are.
for a hiking partner, so it's great timing.
For
Sweet.
sure. So what brought you to Raleigh this summer?
So, I mean, first and foremost, the easiest answer is the internship that I got here. I was exploring stuff this last spring. I was looking at a bunch of different jobs, and this internship that I found based out of Holly Springs near Raleigh was the favorite one that I saw. I was lucky enough to get it. I'm working with the Coastal Plain League, which is a collegiate summer baseball league. So I'm working with the league office for them. And I've always been interested in Raleigh. I didn't really know too much about it, but I've heard a lot of friends and or even relatives say that they just heard great things about the city and about North Carolina in general. And so I started to check it out more. I was down here in high school for about a week or so, just checking out some schools. And I liked the area, so I thought I'd come out and check it out a little bit more.
There you
And
go.
I've loved it ever since. I've been here about 3 months or so at this point, and I'm loving it. It's been great.
That's good. Was this your first time, I guess, other than college, where you had moved somewhere new, or have you kind of been used to moving around?
So I've been bouncing around a little bit the last couple of years. This is the first time that I've ever lived out by myself without school. So I've gone, went to Trinity College in Connecticut. I was a freshman and sophomore there. And then I transferred out to, people walking by, got me distracted. Sorry, I transferred out to the University of Michigan after my sophomore year, which was probably the biggest step for me going somewhere new. I didn't really know anybody out there. I had a few connections from high school, but other than that, pretty much brand new. I'd never been out to Michigan before. It's a brand new area of the country. And so that was the first step, I guess, I've taken towards going to new places. So I'd say this is the first time. This is the biggest step that I've taken, I would say, though. I mean, I knew absolutely nobody down here in Raleigh. Never really lived anywhere by myself before, so this is all a very new experience and one that I'm really happy to say that I've been able to accomplish and tackle, I guess, and it's given me a lot of confidence for looking forward in my career wherever I end up. I think I'll be able to handle it, I guess.
No, I think it's a big growing experience to move somewhere, but to move somewhere by yourself where you don't know people and you're figuring out. You're kind of isolated, so you need to really just decide how you're going to spend your time. You can't just rely on your friends at school to help fill in that time. So I think it's a pretty good experience and one that is really nice to have before you graduate college too. I feel like you grow a lot. So
Absolutely. And yeah, especially the first couple of weeks of the summer before I met you, before I met Trey and everyone else around, definitely a lot of solo time, a lot of solo exploring, a lot of tables for one for sure. Which was it was tough at first and something that I wasn't really used to and something I had to really force myself to get out and go exploring even when I was just by myself. But it's definitely an experience that I'm glad I went out and did some things and went out to some beaches, slept in my car a couple times just to get out and do things even when I didn't have other people around like that I knew at the time. So it was great going through all that, I guess.
Would you consider yourself more introverted and extroverted?
I would say I definitely like my alone time. I enjoy, just being alone every now and then and collecting my thoughts. And so I may be a little bit introverted, but definitely, once I spend enough time by myself, I'm ready to get out and start hanging out with people again. I don't really, so I don't know if I really consider myself introverted. I definitely need a balance.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I asked that because when you talked about just traveling alone and like exploring new places by yourself, I'm super extroverted, and ideally I would love to have somebody with me to experience that just because I'd rather be with people all the time or majority of the time. But I figured for an introverted person, that would be like moving down here by yourself would be your dream, you know? Yeah. But I see what you mean.
No, so certainly not. I would, if I had the option to do things with people, that is absolutely the choice that I would make. Uh-huh. Something that I found, I guess, this summer is that I don't really mind doing things by myself. Obviously, I'd prefer to do activities with other people, and I really do cherish moments that I'm able to share with others.
Yeah.
But I guess I don't really have a problem with going out and exploring by myself.
Gotcha. You mentioned that you went to Trinity for your first 2 years, and then you transferred to Michigan. So, first of all, how did you end up at Trinity?
Sure. So, I was going to school, let's see, I graduated high school out of Maine. I went to Cape Elizabeth High School, and then I did a postgraduate year in Connecticut at a school called Avon Old Farms. So I went there for a year prep. I wasn't ready for college yet. I just wanted another year of school, basically, and I didn't want to take a gap year, so I ended up there. Loved it. Just had a tremendous experience there. Had made some amazing friends, had some great memories. And then I was trying to play baseball in college, which is another big reason I went to Avon. And Trinity College is only about 15, 20 minutes away from Avon. I met the coach. I got into a couple of their camps, and it looked like that was a place that I could play.
Yeah.
I loved the campus. It's really, like, once you're on campus in Hartford, it's really nice. Even if it's not the most welcoming surrounding area around Trinity, the campus itself is beautiful. And I just thought I could see myself there. I thought I wanted to be an econ major at the time, and that's a great program there at Trinity. Their econ program is pretty amazing. So I went after that, and unfortunately did not make the baseball team once I made it there my freshman year. And then I started to sort of realize all these other issues I had, I guess, with the school. Sort of my likes and dislikes didn't really align with what the school had and had to offer. And there was things that I had sort of looked past when I was initially looking at Trinity and at other schools, which is what ended up leading me to transfer after my sophomore year.
And then I guess when you transfer, you have a bunch of different options at your disposal. Like you can really choose where you want to go. Did you know you wanted to stay kind of near the north or Midwest, or were you just open to anything?
I was really looking all over the place. I remember my brother was looking at schools out in California, so... I was looking out there on the West for a while. I was looking at schools in Florida, Texas, Connecticut, really all over the board. So it was really just trying to find the right fit. And especially after going to a school that I thought was the right fit and having that not work out, I really took a deep dive into what I wanted out of a school, what I thought I could contribute to a school, and just sort of an all-encompassing look at what I was interested in, I guess, for the next two, and it turned out to be 2.5 years, I guess, my college experience.
Yeah, I know, like, transferring, I've never transferred schools before, but I know transferring is a pretty big decision, and at least for me, I'm pretty stubborn when it comes to making, like, big decisions, or even just dropping a class. Like, I just don't like to admit whenever I might have made the wrong decision. So for you, was there any doubt in your head whenever you, like, this thought of transferring came out that, hey, I might just stay here, like, save the hassle and just tough it out the last 2 years?
Sure, yeah. So, of course, I hear that all the time. Like, people say, I can't believe you did this such a such a hard decision. It would have been so hard for me. And it was hard for me, too. This is not, there wasn't a snap decision for me that I just said, oh, I don't want to go here anymore. And so I stopped going. I was pretty unhappy for most of my sophomore year. Where I had some great friends and great connections there, and which is a huge reason why I stayed so long, is I wasn't academically happy or really pleased with where I was in the school, but I wanted to stick it out because I had made such great connections there, and so I didn't want to give up on that. But it got to a point where Trinity is a really expensive school, and my family and I are paying a lot of money for me to go there and not have the an experience that I was really content with, mm-hmm. And especially for that such a great amount of money that it is, mm-hmm. I wanted to have the academic experience as well that mm-hmm. would lead me into a career that I was interested in. Mm-hmm. And econ wasn't the path I turned out to be interested in, and I went through a number of other majors uh-huh. within that year trying to figure out what my path was.
Yeah,
I just couldn't find it. Mm-hmm. And so it was after my sophomore year, it was about a week left in summer. It was middle of August. I was about to go back, and my dad sent me a screenshot of the bill that we were going to be paying for the fall semester. And I just flipped out. I couldn't believe it anymore. Mm-hmm. I had so much pent up emotion about not wanting to go back. And so that was sort of the final straw.
Gotcha.
Was seeing the picture of that number, which I won't mention what the number was, but it was shocking for sure. Uh-huh. Or at least, I guess, a shocking reminder of how much I was paying for something that I wasn't truly enjoying, I guess.
Yeah.
So talked to my parents about it, about wanting to, I ended up withdrawing for the semester. It was too late to obviously apply and go anywhere else that month. So I had to withdraw for the semester. I just worked at home. And just sort of looked at schools all over the country, tried to figure out what the next step was. Mm-hmm. It was a grueling process for sure.
Yeah.
To say the least, it was looking all over the place, analyzing different schools, what was affordable, what I was interested in, programs I was interested in. I talked about earlier finding the academic path that I wanted, and I ended up finding sport management, mm-hmm. And then at the University of Michigan, and, mm-hmm. which is a path that I was interested in and am, and I'm loving it so far.
That's been great. Yeah. And you transfer in, you know, you get maybe a month and a half of normal school, and then COVID hit. So mm-hmm. as a new student, you're already kind of a leg behind everyone because they've had the past few years to get along with other people. So what was that first semester and even this past year, like socially and finding your way around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I transferred in the winter semester of 2020, so that was the second week or so of January, mm-hmm. And it was great when I got there. Obviously, Michigan weather-wise in January isn't the best, so it was a little limited in that aspect, but I was in a dorm. I'd made some great friends there. My roommate was nice. I joined the club hockey team. I was starting to join some clubs, and I only had 6 weeks there, unfortunately, before COVID hit. But I was making some great connections. I was loving the classes I was in. I was starting to explore the campus a little bit. And then so when I got sent home, after spring break, wasn't able to go back, had my stuff shipped back to me. All I could think about initially, it wasn't really, oh, this sucks. The semester's over. What am I going to do now? It was, I've just seen how great this school experience can be.
Yeah.
And I've had these amazing 6 weeks, and I did so much where in the past 2 years when I was at Trinity, I really wasn't enjoying it, mm-hmm. and I was having these negative experiences, and I've seen the capability of it flipping around. Mm-hmm. And so it really gave me hope for the coming fall semester, whenever that was going to be. And although it was definitely frustrating, obviously I wanted to be back at school and having a normal life, I was able to have a positive mindset about most of it just because I had such a good experience when I was there. I was really excited.
That's good. You must have been like itching to get back to school.
I was, yeah. And so, of course, no one knew what was going to happen with COVID for most of the summer. And then once I started realizing that everything was really going to be closed when I was going back in the fall, just like for most other people around the country, I had a lot of thoughts about not going back and taking another semester off, trying to let COVID blow over a little bit. Because I was really worried about having to restart the whole process of getting to know people. Mm-hmm. Especially with all these limitations with restaurants, bars, parties, games, mm-hmm. Games especially, with no stadium capacity or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I was really worried about having to go back into that social situation and try and work my way around it. I ended up going back anyways. I'm really glad I did. it was certainly really, really frustrating a lot of the time. I wanted to do a lot more than I was able to, but I was on the club hockey team again, so I made some great connections there. My roommates that I was with are great, made great friends through them as well, and so I was able to figure out how to, I guess, operate around all the COVID limitations socially, which is definitely difficult as students all over the country saw, including yourself, I'm sure, maybe a little bit different in Texas, but I was able to sort of work my way around that a little bit and figure that out.
Mm-hmm. I was just curious too. I feel like we've talked about this, but I forgot. Mm-hmm. What was the stadium limit capacity thing? Like, did you guys just have no visitors allowed?
Nobody. Wow. No one was allowed in. So that was football. That was hockey, basketball, everything.
Baseball too?
Even baseball. I couldn't get in. I actually remember the first game that I ever saw in Michigan for baseball was, in the spring. It was late March, I think. Mm-hmm. And me and my buddies were out in the outfield, just peering over the outfield wall. We had brought a bench that we had set up, or we were sitting on a standing on a picnic table, peering over the wall. And we saw some people around getting kicked out for doing the same thing. So we basically had to do laps around the stadium trying to figure out how to see the game.
Wow.
So even the outdoor events, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So that was frustrating, yeah, to say the least.
That blows my mind because it's just so different in Texas. Like, even in the fall, they were pushing for not full capacity, but like 15, 20, 25%. And especially in the spring, too, once February, March hit, basketball, baseball especially. Like, there were definitely limitations, but I could go to any baseball game I wanted to go to. I could go to any basketball game I really wanted to go to. So it just blows my mind that, like, my college experience for this past year was so different than the one you had. Bars, I remember bars, too, opening up in, like, June. And, like, I did go to a bar when they first opened up because, like, it probably wasn't the most responsible thing. And the bar was super, super strict. But I had turned 21 last year, and I didn't really get to do anything. So some of my friends were like, oh, let's go out and go get you, like, in a bar for the first time or whatever. So it's just weird to think about that, like, we had two different opposites.
Very different experience. And in the same country, it's crazy to think that, I mean, the opposites could happen like that. And I remember, I think I've told you this story, but this is early fall when the Big Ten wasn't playing football yet. I couldn't watch the Michigan games that I was so excited for, and I was just really angry about it, is to sit in my room watching other teams play. And I turn on Texas A&M versus, I think you're hosting Florida. And I'm seeing 20-something thousand people hanging out in the stadium. I'm just livid in my living room watching this game. And I can't even leave my room to go anywhere else and watch the game. I can't go out to a bar or restaurant or a viewing party or anything. I just got to sit by myself with my roommates.
Yeah.
We're just watching the game.
Damn.
Can't believe it.
That's funny.
Cannot believe it. And we're sitting, I don't know, 10-minute walk from our stadium, which is completely empty. Not even practices going on.
Yeah.
Couldn't do anything.
That is crazy. Kind of speaking about, like, sports management and all, I was just curious, what's your, like, end goal with that, if you know?
Sure. So I mean, I don't exactly know. I feel like I have to answer this question all the time, and I honestly don't. There's a couple of options that I've been weighing at the moment. I mean, especially through Michigan, it's a lot of the classes are revolved around like business organization through sports. So if people want to be general managers and I don't know, presidents of teams and things like that, which I'm getting prepared for, which I'm interested in. I'm not exactly sure it's a path I want to take, but. Definitely haven't ruled it out. I think just being a GM of a team would be
pretty cool.
That'd be pretty fun.
A lot of responsibility.
A lot of responsibility and a lot of pressure, but is certainly a path that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
On top of that, marketing I'm interested in, which I've been taking a lot of classes for. I've been loving that so far. I'm also hoping to take a nonprofit class coming up during the next winter semester, which I've always been interested in. And that's sort of the sappy answer I give people when they ask what I want to do with sport is I'm really interested in nonprofits and just helping people gain extra opportunities to participate in sports.
Yeah.
Something that I did through a lot of high school and even middle school, just giving volunteering opportunities through sport I've always been interested in. I'm hoping to continue that in some aspect, even if it can't be as a career, to hopefully use the education that I've had to be able to help with that a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I've seen a lot of videos of, like, people growing up in the Dominican Republic or outside of the U.S. especially, and they just don't really have the same resources as us. And I played baseball since I was probably like 5-6 years old, stopped like after I graduated high school. I remember seeing a bunch of documentaries of MLB players going back to their hometowns and starting a camp or, you know, getting these kids equipment and a field and all that and giving them instruction. I think that's really cool too.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly the same exact thing that I'd like to do. And I don't know, I'm just trying to figure out a way to obviously not make money while doing it, but be able to support my family and support myself while doing that.
Gotcha.
Would be great to be able to cross those paths.
Yeah. If it wasn't, like, if you weren't doing anything with sports or anything with nonprofit, what do you think you would be doing?
I'm not exactly sure, which I think is why I found so much comfort in the sport management program, is that everything is sport related, and I've always been passionate about sport. I mean, like as an athlete growing up, but even off the field, I've always just loved the community that rallies around sport, and so the opportunity to work in sport and take classes around it and learn about it has just been so positive. And another reason why I love the University of Michigan is you see the Block M everywhere. Yeah. You see the Maize and Blue. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are alumni and fans and supporters all over the country, all over the world. And so just the community that can be, that sport can create, I guess, is something that I've always been interested in and just hoping to continue doing with the career.
Yeah. No. I know, like, the Astros cheating and everything. Oh, man. But before that was, like, public knowledge. Before that was public knowledge, because I was a freshman whenever that happened.
Yeah.
So first year away from college, and it wasn't even my first month, and we already had all the flooding happen. Mm. And just seeing the Astros, just whatever they did, like just seeing them win, that was really like inspiring. And it was just cool seeing how like sports can really do that for a student. I've seen so many, like in Boston, especially with like the Boston Marathon, like tragedies and everything, and just seeing the power of sports and what it can do for a community, like it really brings people together.
Yeah, it's really incredible how much sport can bring people together. Like you said, Boston after the bombings, Houston after floods, you see it with the New Orleans Saints after Katrina, you see it with New York after 9/11, with the World Series, and just how powerful sport can be. I think that was something that was also missing for so many people last year in 2020, when everyone's stuck indoors, you can't go to, there's no sports going on, and when they were, there was no one there to cheer and celebrate together after a goal or anything. And so that was something that I was just, there was such a lack of community, I felt like, for so many people in 2020, and pair that with so much just political headbanging, I guess, and it was just really hard to see so many people going against each other, and I think the sport has a tremendous opportunity to bring people together in that way.
For sure, yeah. A few more questions for you. First one, I never really got to ask this at all, but you said you're on the hockey team in Michigan. Did you ever did you grow up playing hockey?
Yes, I did. Okay.
So it wasn't just something that you picked up and were like, oh, I'm going to join.
No, no. Okay. So, yes, I play club – so I play club hockey at University of Michigan. I play on the D3 ACHA team. And, so, I played hockey my whole life. I grew up playing travel. I played AA and then went to high school, played it through there. I was a senior captain of my high school team. Went out to Avon Old Farms and was quickly introduced to a very different level of hockey that I'd ever seen. Like I said, I was a captain at my high school team in Maine, and I was cut from varsity tryouts after the first day at Avon. It was unlike any sort of hockey I'd ever seen. Just the amount of, this so fast, these guys are just different level. And so I played varsity B when I was at Avon, which is essentially like it's the second team. Played there. So Trinity, wasn't able to play there. It's a no club team. Wasn't good enough for varsity for D3. And then made it out to Michigan, which is, so it's ACHA, which is basically, it's pretty much club hockey for college teams, but it's taken very seriously. I mean, we have our own locker room and a rink. We practice twice a week. We're going probably playing two games a weekend, traveling all over the place. Before I joined the team, in the winter of 2020, the team had just got back from a trip down to Florida. One of the other teams, the D2 team, was going out to California when I was talking to them. So, I mean, it's a really high level of hockey, and one that I was completely honest with you, lucky enough to make the team where I was able to surround myself with these guys. And a lot of prep guys, a lot of guys who play juniors. And just to be able to skate with these guys and even practice and play has just been pretty tremendous. And so that has been, I mean, especially with COVID, being able to look forward to getting out on the ice and get out of the house and just hang out with everybody was just so, so amazing, and something that was one of the most positive aspects of my year last year.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I think especially as a new person coming in, is having a group of people you can instantly just lean on.
Absolutely.
And people who can show you the like ropes or whatever. It's good to have.
No, it's great. It's really awesome. And obviously with so many restrictions from COVID last year, we weren't able to do everything we wanted as a team. We had a couple trips get canceled, but we were still able to get in most of the schedule during the second semester. The team, we made nationals, went to the national tournament, which is a tremendous opportunity.
Unfortunately, I was hurt for most of the year, so that was we won't have to talk about that. But so I was off the ice for a lot of the season, but just still so amazing to be able to hang out with everybody and just to be able to get to the rink and when so many people are stuck in their houses in Michigan and around the country, it's great to be able to get out and do that.
That's awesome. Also wanted to ask you too, what are just some of your highlights from this summer that like this is probably like as normal of a transition back into like normal life as as you've had in the past few years. So just curious what your some of your highlights were.
Sure. So I mean, number one highlight, obviously meeting you. You're just such a good guy.
Thanks.
But just being able to come down to a new place in general has been really interesting to be able to just explore and try and acclimate to the different area and people and culture is just it's been a really positive experience being able to see this. It's my first summer ever spent outside of Maine. So the heat is a little bit different, but I'm starting to like it a little bit. And it's just moving forward and looking at jobs for next year and just where I want to take a career, wherever I'd want to go. This has given me a lot of confidence just to be able to say that I've gone to a new place, not knowing anybody initially, not knowing anything about the area. Just to be able to get through it and say that I've, you know, been really content with the experience, and which I have been. I've been really happy with what I've been able to do, and just everything that's happened. I've had a great experience, so it's given me a lot of confidence moving forward.
When you look at places you want to go, like long term or even just short term, right after college, do you have an area of the U.S. that you prefer, or do you just you're down for whatever, really?
So short term, I don't really have a, I don't necessarily have a place I want to go. I definitely want to do some more exploring and see more of the United States. Mostly stayed in the Northeast because that's where I grew up. But I'm really open to whatever opportunities are available to me. I mean, especially with this job market, who knows whatever will be open at all. But so I'm definitely not limiting in that aspect. I don't want to limit myself. But long term, I'm not exactly sure. After growing up near the water, I definitely want to be near the ocean somewhere, wherever that happens to be. I noticed that actually after going out to Wrightsville Beach a couple times this summer, and I was just at, out in Moorhead City. Going out to the beach and returning there, is it just feels like, for me at least, going home. And I was talking to my friends and family actually about that recently. And I know most of the people I've grown up with who were also obviously also grew up near the ocean can will say the same thing, that they'll go away for a while and it feels fine. And then once they get back to the ocean, it's just a completely different feeling. So hopefully somewhere near the water.
Yeah, I got you. I'm really glad that, like, I don't know, we had this summer and I was able to meet you too. And going to see just the beach area. I think for me too, I'm very similar where I just want to be, I don't want to be in like a landlocked area. I want to have access to the beach or the mountains or whatever, but just having that as an option is always nice. But that's good. Yeah, who knows where you'll end up.
No idea. Absolutely no idea. And I hope that, yeah, I'm really open to whatever. And growing up in Maine, I had access to both the ocean and the mountains, and was sort of spoiled me in that aspect, I guess. So not exactly sure. Wherever I end up, I hopefully have at least a little bit of both.
Gotcha. All right, so final thing. I think I said this whenever I was on the tube, but I like to ask my people I have the podcast with, or I podcast with, to send themselves a little message, like just right here. So you just talk to future Matt. You don't know how far in the future, but just like a message that you think your future self could use or could hear, kind of like a reminder.
Reminder, future me. It's a great question. I forgot you were gonna ask that. I should have prepared something.
I'll start. I'll go first.
You can go first. Yeah, go for it.
Hello, future Matt. I don't know when you're listening to this. It could be in the fall. It could be like fall 2021. It could be right after you land your first job. It could be a couple years later. But I just wanted to remind you about, number one, how much fun we've had up here in North Carolina. I guess down here for you. But it's been a lot of fun getting to meet you throughout the summer. Whenever I first got here, I just kind of figured that I would be hanging out with the people I interned with. And I was honestly okay with that, but really glad I got to meet you. And I got to see, like, I don't know. You see, you're a genuinely good guy. You have good, like, intentions. I can tell you're very driven, hardworking, motivated. And I know you've gone through a lot in your life, whether it was, you know, I don't know too much about, like, maybe in high school or before, but I know in college there's a lot of moving around. I know that was pretty difficult for you, but I'm glad that you found a home in Michigan, a home away from home. And I just hope that, you know, wherever you go in the future, that you know that you've done a lot of difficult things. Like, you moved down here for the first time, North Carolina. You moved to Michigan, transferring into a completely different area. You turned out just fine. So I just hope you know that no matter where you go in the future, just know that as difficult as it might seem, like, in the moment, it'll be perfectly fine. Things will work out the way it's supposed to. And like I said, you're a great guy. You're going to find yourself your way around. So, yeah.
It's not, man, not bad. I can follow that now, too.
It could be literally whatever. Yeah.
So, Well, hello, future me. I mean, checking in from Raleigh right now, I've had a tremendous experience down here. And whatever you're doing when you hear this, I hope you know that. Or at least remember just how nervous that you were coming down here to Raleigh, not knowing anyone or anything about the city, new place in the country, new job opportunity, a new line of work, and you killed it. And I just hope that whatever you're doing right now, you're going to have that same mentality of just knowing that you were able to do this and you're going to be able to do whatever you're looking forward to. And I hope that you're not caught up too much on what was and what will be, and that you're content with whatever you're doing right now. And if you're not, then I hope that you're striving for that and to be completely happy with where your feet are. And I just hope that you're doing all right and you're striving for the best version of yourself.
There you go. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of this podcast. Matt, thank you so much again for joining me. I haven't done this in a while, so this is a good one to kind of get back into it. So thank you.
Thank you very much. It's an honor.
You're very welcome. So yeah, I will, that brings us to the end, and I'll see you guys on our next one. Peace out.